from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Starting to feel like we're never going to be able to leave this Philly season, which is a little concerning. I want to get back to the Philly season we were in earlier this season, if that makes any sense. Twitter poll question today is sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Excuse me there. Twitter poll question sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. The all-new Armin Chevrolet Traverse has arrived, and Armin has them in stock. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Our question today, what is your concern level with the Phillies? A, very concerned. B, a little concerned. C, not concerned. John Ritchie, where would you say your concern level is with the Phillies of those options?
I'm going to be a B. I am a little concerned. I have consciously resisted concern to some degree, knowing it's a long season, knowing that I've seen these guys do it at the highest level, and it does feel like this is sort of a, I don't know, biding time a little bit, starting to focus in for this last push, you know, last crescendo as you approach the playoffs. I'm hoping that's what we're watching. I hope I'm not naive, Jimmy.
Rhea, where's your concern?
Where do you think my concern level is at?
Very.
Very, because I've been concerned for a while now. Mm-hmm. And to me, you know, the pitching has fallen apart outside of Zach Wheeler. Everybody else has kind of come back down to earth. Nola, you know, Nola's back to you're not sure what you're getting when he's out there. But to me, you know, so much time has been spent on talking about Johan Rojas, you know, as the nine hitter. 5-8
yeah,
has been, you know, Castellanos is okay. He's fine. But I mean, it's been, you know, they're Marsh and Stott are automatic outs.
Yeah. So Jeff Kerr just put these stats out a little bit ago. Brandon Marsh has struck out 40 times in 99 at bats since July 1st.
Oh, man.
That's like a 40 something percent strike area. That's like, I mean, that's
the average. The league average is 22,
so
right?
So Marsh is batting 172 since July 1st. Bryson Stott is batting 215 since July 1st. JT Romero is batting 193 since July 1st. And in August, Brandon Marsh is 4-31, and Bryson Stott is 2-30 So, yeah, Rhea, I think the bottom of the lineup right now,
it's killing them.
It's killing them. Dan Wilson, where would you say your concern level is with the Phillies?
Like, extremely. extremely concerned. I tried to fight off concern for a while here, too, telling myself it's a long season. It's now been for, 2 months, like you said, since London. Like, this is not a small sample size anymore. It's, half the season they haven't looked good. We're struggling as a group here to, say something good about them.
Yeah.
Struggling to find something good about them. And for a while there, it was Bryce will come out of it. Trey will come out of it. Bryce has come out of it here a little bit, and they still stink. What's going to change? I'm supposed to buy that Brandon Marsh is going to turn it around, or five hitter Bryson Stott's going to turn it around, or the rotation's going to come together in October? No, I'm extremely concerned.
Wow, yeah, I can hear it. And look, I think to your point, Dan. I mean, they've been mediocre, bad, yeah, whatever you want to call them.
For a while.
As long as they were good. Yeah. You know, essentially, for all intents and purposes, that historically great Phillies team we saw to start the season, they've been mediocre.
We're 2 months removed from it, yeah.
As long as they were great.
But it created a cushion that they now know exists. And human nature says that, they're aware, and they feel like they can probably turn it up if need be. Well, if they really start to get pushed, I think that's where they sit right now.
Well, we've seen them turn it up. Look, if we all remember, in 2022, we thought they weren't going to make the playoffs. Another September collapse. I mean, you and Joe were saying you didn't want them to celebrate if they did get in, if Milwaukee won and they got in or lost and they got in because of that. And then they win the third to last game of the season. And then they come pretty damn close to winning the World Series. We know that teams can kind of flip a switch, but I agree. What we've seen is concerning right now, and it's hard.
It might be time to turn it on, by the way.
Well, yeah,
if they can,
getting there. I agree. And the struggles we've seen at the bottom of the lineup with guys that we don't know will definitely turn it on.
And Trey's been awful too.
Yeah, Trey's been
bad. He's a ground out machine.
Yeah, 215-592-9494 to chime in on the Phillies where they're at. Your concern level, I think it's pretty high right now. This team needs to turn around pretty quickly. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Logan in Fairmount. What up, Logan?
Hello. As far as my overall concern level, so I only live in hyperbole. We are either going to the World Series or it's the worst day of my life.
I totally get that, yes.
So I've been, like you guys said, consciously trying to just take my foot off the gas and just be like, it's going to be fine. But I would say that I'm pretty concerned. On top of everything just going as terribly as it has been, I have very few fears in life, and one of them is Josh Bell. So
when the Diamondbacks signed him, I was like, you got to be kidding me.
That was truly worst case scenario.
I cannot stand him. I'm so with you.
But yeah, so I would say pretty concerned. I have season tickets, and I left the Yankees game, and I've never left a game early.
Wow.
The 14-4 one, I'm assuming?
Yep.
Yeah.
I had my baby out there, and I'm like, she doesn't need to see this.
I don't blame you.
Wow.
She already hurt too much.
Yeah, you're right.
That's a shame.
That's where I'm at.
You're right.
With the Phillies. But I'm hoping we can turn it around. That way, I can be as insufferable as I was the months of...
It was glorious, wasn't it?
Yeah, of May. I was terrible to be around. Absolutely, I felt bad for anyone who was around me at any given point in time.
Yeah, we need to get back to that. I'm with you, Logan. We were in a special place, and it is not there.
We need to be insufferable again, is that what you're saying?
Yes. You need to be insufferable.
It's our homeostasis. Logan, did you have a who or what exceeded expectations for us?
Yes, definitely. I'm a track coach, but so I feel like no one else pays attention to this kind of stuff. But American distance running at the Olympics was insane this year. So we medaled we took gold and bronze in the 1500, and we weren't supposed to medal at all.
Wow.
And then Grant Fisher took the bronze medal in the 5K and the 10K.
Wow. All right. Distance running. See, I do, to that point, feel like we don't hear, we rarely win distance running, right? I don't think we're the best in the world.
It feels like we're always sprinting to golds.
Yeah, exactly.
Although this year it felt like we missed out on some of the big ones, silver or bronze
The 200 and something.
Yeah. The rest of the world, it felt like that some of them had one big bopper where they could just get you. They have a Usain Bolt, sort of.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, let's back to the Phillies here. Let's listen. Rob Thomson and Bryce Harper both addressing the tough West Coast trip, how they've been playing and heading home. Let's start with Rob Thomson. Topper's thoughts on, you know, it's still pretty calm, pretty measured on where the team's at.
Based on how the team left, how do you evaluate the road trip as a whole?
Well, it would have been nice to win today because we would have gone home 500 on a very tough road trip with three really good teams. So, you know, we just got to get home. We're all looking forward to it. It's been a long trip. Get home in front of our fan base and start winning some games and winning some series.
Yeah, they better win when they get home, because if your whole thing is, can't wait to get home, that'll help us, you know, you better win. Bryce Harper.
This is a critical off
day. It's
a
big spot
right
now.
They need to be regrouped, and we need to see proof that this is that they took it to heart, that they need to be better, like that this is now only up from here.
Well, they have the Marlins and the Nationals coming up. The five games, they'll be the easiest five they play this month. They have to take advantage of those games. Bryce Harper also chiming in on the West Coast trip where the team was at. I think we all, if you haven't gotten a chance, like just go on Twitter or whatever and check out a picture of Bryce Harper after the game. Definitely look like it's been a long West Coast trip for our guy Bryce. Here's what he had to say.
Just overall, this road trip, how would you assess it?
Not our best. Obviously, I think not playing where we need to be playing right now. But, you know, just got to get home, flush this road trip and take the good things we can and just get going on Tuesday.
Anything in particular that you see that, like, you guys need to tighten up?
I mean, everything. You know, we just got to be better, both sides of the ball.
He's right. Everything. They really do have a lot to tighten up, which is wild. Again, 23 runs given up the last two games.
Yeah. Why? Why did it get so sloppy? Was it just like they completely let go because they know they have it in them to regroup and they're about to do so? Is that what we just saw? That was like, okay,
this series
is gone.
But that's what they were saying going out to the West Coast. And look, a 4-6 West Coast trip is not a disaster. Like, historically, it's fine. It's just that they were playing bad baseball going into the West Coast trip and had some just awful losses, too.
That's just it. You can't do the, we just need to get home thing when you didn't play well at home either.
Well, exactly. That's why they better play well at home this time. Again, you know, to Richie's point, still 7.5 up in the division, 8 up on the Mets, 7.5 up on the Braves. So, like, the pressure there has not been there. But look, I mean, them and the Dodgers, same record. Yep. Same record. The National League is tied. The Milwaukee freaking Brewers are a game and a half back of the Phillies. So
we have the same record with the Dodgers, but we do have the tiebreaker with the Dodgers.
Yeah, that's true. But the Phillies are very close to playing in the first round of the playoffs all of a sudden, much less having the best record. So it's go time for this team. 215-592-9494. Your thoughts, your concern level with the Phillies. Plus, coming up next, we'll get back into the Eagles. Why didn't the offensive starters play? How mad is John Ritchie about it? We're getting pretty bad.
I'm ticked. I'm ticked. It's not the end of the world, but what the heck?
We're going to get into that next. We're going to get Ritchie's thoughts. We'll get Nick Sirianni's explanation for why they didn't play. And then again, your calls on the Phillies, the Eagles, and Joel Embiid, gold medalist Joel Embiid, the whole experience for him. Are you more with Richie and I as a really just a totally positive experience, or with Rhea where it's still not doing it for you? 215-592-9494. It's the Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Don't sweat a swing and miss thanks to insurance tokens from BetMGM. Add an MLB wager to your bet slip and activate your bet insurance token. If your bet with the token applied doesn't hit, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets up to a specified maximum amount. That's another chance to step up to the plate and bet on the action out there on the diamond. Baseball is America's national pastime, and BetMGM's favorite pastime is making the sport even more amazing for fans. Whether you want to bet on a no-run first inning, try a signature bet, or take a home run prop, BetMGM has a loaded lineup for all 9 innings all season long. Go to your BetMGM account today to claim your bet insurance token and get your stake back in bonus bets if your MLB wager using the token doesn't win. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and official sports betting partner of MLB. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We just had a stare off here in the studio. Some guy getting some coffee there. Shout out to that guy. And John's like, I like his shoes. And he's just sitting there staring at him. Can't hear you, can't, you know, whatever. And he looks
we're
over,
behind glass,
notices you're staring at him, and then he just starts staring at you. And I'm like, what the hell is going on right now? We ultimately get to the point into the shoes, and that's why. But there was a good, like, 30 seconds there where you guys were just staring at each other. It was a weird moment.
It was strange. That was very strange. I didn't know for sure what to do. Now, I could have just walked to the door, which was 3 feet away, and explained to him that I liked his shoes, but it was a poignant pause for, like, as we stood there and stared at each other for a while, and I guess he just really was waiting for me to.
He was like, "What's going on, man? Why are you looking at me, bro? What is happening?"
They're sweet shoes. They were really cool shoes.
They were. That moment when he realized that you were talking about the shoes and like was a real cathartic moment for all of us.
He smiled. He was happy that I wasn't like trying to stalk him or something through the glass.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
215.
Seemed like a nice guy.
He did.
And really cool shoes. They were like all different colors of green, very eagly looking Nikes that I thought were cool.
215-592-9494, reacting to a disastrous Phillies weekend after it felt like the Phillies had maybe finally turned it around. 2-3 in Los Angeles, winning the first game of the Diamondback series. Not so good after that. A walk-off on Friday, get bludgeoned the last 2 days. Where are you at with the Phillies? What's your concern level? Eagles action on Friday night coming up in a few. We'll get to Nick Sirianni's reason for why the offensive starters didn't play, but the defensive starters did. Vic Fangio's thoughts on the defensive players starting and John Ritchie's thoughts on the offensive players not playing. That's all coming up in a few. Plus, again, your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Eagles official season kickoff watch party presented by Bud Light at Lincoln Financial Field Friday, September 6th. Awesome, awesome prize. Just give us who or what exceeded expectations. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to our buddy Ken in Cinnamon. What up, Ken?
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
What's up, Ken?
James, did you get that text I sent you over the weekend with that song? You gotta play it for John.
For Richie, yeah, I will. Good. Thanks for the reminder. Yes.
Yeah. I am more than a little concerned about the Phillies. I think this week is going to tell the tale. I mean, you know, they're talking about coming home for the home cooking. Well, if they don't win, like, you know, if they don't sweep these next two series against these two bad teams, who both have been playing better baseball than them since, like, about June, this could get dicey. I mean, you know, you're talking about playing in the first round.
Potentially, you know, against the team that just, you know, took three or four against you and looks awesome right now. That's probably going to be one of the wild card teams, Ken. Yeah.
This could get dicey. I mean, there's enough baseball left that you could be looking at, you know, maybe holding on for the third wild card as opposed to winning the division.
So I don't think so. I mean, I'm with you that we should be nervous about being the one or two seed, but I mean, they're 7.5 up on the Braves and 8 up on the Mets, and the Braves particularly have been even worse than the Phillies, or just as bad. So I'm not really that concerned about winning the division, but I am very concerned about ending up the 3 seed.
I mean, if they end up as the 3 seed and they're playing in the first round, which, you know, when the season started and we were talking about winning the division, there was a lot of discussion about, you know, we don't want that week off. We don't want those 5 days off. Mm-hmm. Look what happened to the Braves. And so to go from, well, we don't want that 5 days off to, oh, we're not going to get that 5 days off. And you're
playing bad baseball. Gotten there. We haven't gotten there yet. Let's not jump the gun. I know it is troubling. The trend.
John, this is starting to have the feel of inevitability that the last 7 games of the Eagles season had. Where it's really starting to feel like that to me, where, you know, you want to believe that there's this gear that they can just shift into, and you know, the gear just doesn't seem to be there.
Yeah, I will say, though, Ken, it is baseball, and teams can flip switches and can change gears pretty quickly. You know, we've seen this Phillies team do it the last 2 years multiple times. I mean, again, they've really just inverted what they've done the last 2 years. At this point, 2 years ago, they were like a .500 baseball team. You know, last year, they weren't that far above .500 at this point in the season.
They've distanced themselves from the rest.
It's just they've flipped it around, but we know that they can turn it on. But I agree, it's concerning watching them continue to struggle when I think the biggest concern is that they know they need to turn it on. They are frustrated and still struggling to do it.
Can I make a beat observation?
Yeah, of course.
It wasn't lost on me that in the guts of the game, as Mark Zumoff would call it, when the gold medal was on the line, Steve Kerr had 5 guys on the floor who have all won NBA championships. There's obviously something to be said there for guys who know how to win.
I know,
but also
real quick, when the USA was at their most peril in this entire tournament, down 13 to Serbia, when they had to win to go to the gold medal game, Embiid was on the floor. So I think it's matchups, it's situational, it's how people are playing. Like, I don't think it's fair to say he wasn't on at the end of the gold medal game. He was on at the end of the tighter, tougher game.
Yeah, I think there's a message there, though, from Steve Kerr that knowing how to win and knowing how to finish matters.
He finished against, you know, Serbia. Like, I get your point, Ken. I think you're reading into it too much. I think it was a situational matchup thing. I think Davis made more sense in that spot. Like, I get your point, but I'm not reading into it that way.
Well, we'll see, but I'm not booking my Sixers parade plan.
I don't think anyone is, yes, but I do think it was a good experience from Godfrey.
A grave concern to me is, Ken, is that we're starting to agree.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Much.
I'm like,
really understand this.
Yeah, the Rhea and Ken corner over here.
I've got a therapy schedule session later in the week.
Let me know how it goes.
We'll see if we can't get that straight.
Yes.
Ken, you got a who or what exceeded expectations?
Well, he was a 6th-round draft pick who went on to be probably the greatest
pretty good answer
in my lifetime, Jason Kelce.
Yeah, he did, and that's for damn sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah, you think Johnny Wilson be as good a 6th-round pick as Jason Kelce? Probably not.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to surpass. Johnny Wilson looks really exciting.
I'm excited about him. He's got the size of a tight end. Yeah, no,
he runs a 4.52 electronic.
And it looks fluid.
I think it was electronic.
It looks fluid.
Yes, it's fluid, and he's nasty. He's got a mean streak in him for the run blocking part of it. This guy is a versatile weapon, offensively speaking, and I think that should be a consideration for a kickoff scheme also.
What did you think of the kickoffs, by the way?
It's mayhem. I mean, there's a lot going on there. I do like the idea of having like a personal protector, like a fullback, a lead blocker, which is something that I saw them trying to do with an off returner, leading that returner who actually catches the ball. I think Johnny Wilson in that capacity would be outstanding. You know, this is something, he's just such a weapon. I want to use him as much as possible. And I know as a rookie, he's got the enthusiasm. He's got the, you know, health, for that matter, to go out there and get after it in every phase.
215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a sec. Three pieces of audio to play for you from after the Eagles preseason game. Two Nick Sirianni, one Vic Fangio. Let's start with Nick and the question of the day for John Ritchie. And I think many, again, there was the report that came out early in the day on Friday that the Eagles would be playing their starters for a series. Then game time comes around. Dave Spadaro says on the broadcast, hey, guess what? No offensive starters. Defensive guys will be there, but not the offensive starters. Nick Sirianni asked about it after the game. Why no offensive starters?
And what went in the decision to not play the offensive starters?
The chance of the weather, how it was all day. It feels a little wet when we got out there. Just wanted to have a clean, clean operation. Didn't want to put them on something that I felt like with any of the weather could have been a little messy. I didn't want to give them, I wanted to give them a clean track.
Okay. I mean, sure. I didn't mind that they didn't play, but that's like, it makes sense. But you're thinking as you're listening, you're like, all right, well, so why?
It doesn't make any sense.
So why if for the offense you do want to clean, but you don't mind the defensive guys out
there? Not in charge of the defense.
So obviously a follow-up about why the defense.
Why did the defensive starters then go?
The defensive guys, the operation's a little bit different for the defense. Obviously, they don't handle the ball every down. A couple of the defensive starters that I did take out were older guys. But it was more about the operation and wanted to make sure that the weather was clean. Now the weather held off, but I know they're wrong a lot on the weather reports.
Yeah, this feels, at least to me, John Ritchie, like a clear Vic Fangio wanted his guys to play, so they said okay. Yeah. But Howie Roseman said no one else is playing. Like that's kind of the way I interpreted the whole thing.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And the guys like Brandon Graham, he wasn't out there either. They were cautious with the really old and valuable guys on the defensive side of the football. I think it's a huge mistake. I think that Howie doesn't know how important this is, how important it is that the guys get out there in the preseason, even if it seems inconsequential in the grand scheme of things that they get 10 plays. It really does make a difference in terms of, you're talking about timing on defense, operation time. You got a new offensive coordinator also on the offensive side of the football. Like, I would like to get that all straightened out and situated. Hey, I know it's going to be a quick adjustment. He's a pro. He's done it before, Kellen Moore. And so it's probably nothing to worry about. But I'd like to see a series or two in the preseason just to make sure as a dress rehearsal, you feel completely confident. I don't think that's a stretch. Andy Reid has his guys doing it. You know, like you go across the NFL, I feel pretty solid that Andy Reid knows what he's doing. Andy Reid, who has, fathered every tree for, half the teams across the board, I like the way he runs a camp. I like the way he understands what's required to win. And he's got his quarterback and his starting offense playing in the preseason. Same with Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow playing in the preseason. I want to see our guys play. And now I'm worried they're going to say, hey, this week we've got the joint practice. That's grueling. We can't go joint practice followed by a preseason game. Yeah, you can. Let's get a first 15 in. This is critical. You told us last year you were considering changing the way you ran camp, and we've seen a difference. You know, it feels like practice time has doubled in some cases. More work is being put in, and I do think Vic Fangio has a lot to do with the mindset that more work needs to be put in on the practice field. So I appreciate that a heck of a lot. I just need to see more production, more actual, like, change on the offensive side.
So what's your response to the people who will say, and rightfully so, the last 2 years they've been incredibly healthy? 2 years ago, there were no complaints about the offense. The offense was the best we've seen in a long time here, and they went to the Super Bowl and they almost won it, and Jalen almost won the MVP, and he didn't play in the preseason. Like, what is your response? Like, they have success. They've had success without exposing their guys to it.
Last season, the offense looked bad last season. Now we have a new offensive coordinator. We need to make it look different. We need to make it look better. We need all the reps we can get.
One more piece of audio, then back to the phones. Vic Fangio, his thinking on why the defensive guys played.
Most of your starters played on the defensive side versus the offense. Just didn't. How were you involved in that?
Well, we're just so new on defense. You know, I think our offense is returning 8 of their 11 starters, I believe. And although, you know, albeit Kellen's new, but most of the position coaches are the same on offense, whereas everything's new on defense, new players, new coaches, new scheme. You know, we need to play.
Look, that's a logical thing to say. I mean, it's new on both sides. It is a new scheme. I know they have some similarity in players on the offensive side of the ball, but I mean, I think it's as clear as Vic Fangio wanted his guys to play. I think if it were up to if Vic weren't here, I don't think anyone would have played in that game outside of people fighting for position jobs. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think that chances are good that you're right. I like the old school mentality. We need this blend. You talk about collaboration, how important it is. They talk about collaboration all the time. Yeah, and Vic Fangio is exactly what this team needed.
Let's go to Phoenixville and talk to Heather. Hey, Heather.
Hi, how are you?
What's up, Heather? Doing great.
So I just wanted to say I agree that offense should have played. I don't really agree with the weather excuse from Sirianni because defense played. And offense is new as well.
Yeah, so it felt like Sirianni didn't really have a good answer for why one side of the ball played and the other didn't. Because, you know, I don't think he had a choice in it. I don't think Nick was the one making the decision. You know, I think Vic wanted his guys to play.
I feel like we're going
to
say that a lot.
And Howie wanted the guys on offense not to play. I think that's what happened.
Exactly.
And I hate that. I really, I hate that that's where we sit.
It was a great game, so I'm okay with that. And I really think that Jeremiah Trotter Jr. exceeded expectations.
Yeah,
so.
I thought he was one of the people who flashed in that game, Heather. Is that your answer for the side topic as well?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay, nice. Nicely done there. Yeah, what did you think? I thought Trot Jr. One of the better days as far as certainly people fighting for jobs and whatnot. I thought Trot Jr. flashed.
Yeah, I thought he made some plays too. I'm going to have to look at it a little more closely, you know, further inspection to ISO cam him. But he's aggressive. He makes plays. You know, the way his dad played, the way he plays, so dramatically different where he is the type of linebacker who's going to backdoor you and hit that hole in a hurry and get to his target. Whereas his dad, the idea of backdooring anything, I don't know if you follow what I'm saying. Like the son is fast and fleet of foot where he can slip a block backside. His dad was just wrecking shop front side. You know, like his dad was just, boom, I'm going to blow you up, whether you're a guard or tackle or fullback or whatever you are, I will destroy you. His son is like, you know what? I don't need to destroy you. I'm going to figure out a better way, faster way, get there in a hurry, bang. It's just pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, no, it was neat. And he looked athletic. He made plays. Him and N'Kobe, I thought, played well too. Didn't play till a little later, but I thought N'Kobe was fine. You were not impressed with Zach Bond.
Well, it looked like Zach Bond early. I mean, right out the gates. Remember, they hit us with a couple runs. They gashed us. And it looked like Zach Bond went on an A-gap, you know, blitz on the first one where he just sort of lost awareness and should have made a play, could have made a play. Maybe that was his gap that ended up getting, you know, voided. There were other plays where it just it looked like he was out of control, not tackling the way he needed to tackle. He certainly has played more disciplined in the past, looked undisciplined, looked like he was trying too hard to go out there and make a play. And sounds like that's such a familiar refrain with our baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's Zach Bond also. Look, I don't blame him. It's his first game in a new uniform. He really does want to burst onto the scene. It's exciting. It's exciting for these guys showing up and being an Eagle as it is for us as fans sometimes. You know, it makes you really get the juices going. And he looked nervous. Like he was making mental errors because he was so excited to play. He was so nervous. I love the aggression. That's what we need from our linebackers. And Devin White also, just hitting people in the mouth, blitzing a good amount. I love the scheme. I love the way these linebackers are almost featured to some degree compared to previous defenses that we've watched. It's going to be a lot of fun for people who enjoy watching the medium guys. I'm one of those guys. I like the medium guys.
And offensively, obviously, backups in there, and they're going to run vanilla versions of the schemes in the preseason. We're not going to see, yeah. You know. But could you take anything away from a Kellen Moore Eagles offense, even a vanilla one?
Not much. Offensive running back based attack. I love that we're going to run the football a lot. I love that guys like Will Shipley are going to be thrown to. You know, Saquon, we've been lamenting the lack of throwing the ball over the middle, the lack of back involvement, where are the screens, all that stuff. Forget that. It's a new era. These backs will be involved in the passing game. And what you're going to see a lot of, it feels like these option routes just run from every different place that you can, you know, run. You can isolate your stars, which we have a lot of on the offensive side of things, and say the defense will never be right. You can, you know, if it's zone, set it down here. If it's this zone, set it down here. If it's man, you can break it in, break it out, take it deep. Just depending on the leverage of the way the defender's playing you, you'll always be right, especially when you're as talented as these skill position guys that the Eagles boast on this roster. So I think you're going to see a lot of option routes, which mean a defense can't be right, to go along with the optionality of the run game with basically two star running backs in Jalen and Saquon, mm-hmm. one side and then the other. It's just, when I think about what a defense is going to have to do to try to stop it, I just don't know how. How do you sacrifice? It's going to be every week they're trying different things, and I don't think you can be right when you have such a strong offensive line that it all starts from.
That's going to be the key. The one takeaway, I think, from the offensive line we haven't talked about, but I think it's clear Mekhi Becton, the leader in the clubhouse for that guard job, you know, played first, got out of the game quicker, steam was in there way longer. I think right now we could say Becton, leader in the clubhouse for that job. That's going to be interesting to track. 215-592-9494. Your thoughts from the Eagles-Ravens game on Friday night, our first Eagles football game in months. Now, granted, not one that matters, but certainly some takeaways from that. And the Phillies, your concern level after a disastrous weekend. They had won 3 of 4, lose 3 straight. The walk-off on Friday night, then bludgeon, 23 runs given up over the last two games. An ugly, ugly weekend for the Phils. And, of course, the Joel Embiid gold medal on the table as well. 215-592-9494, plus your chance to win a pair of tickets. The Eagles' official season kickoff watch party presented by Bud Light at Lincoln Financial Field Friday, September 6th. Just give us who or what exceeded expectations at the end of your call in honor of this year's Olympics. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Andy and Depper. What up, man?
Yo, morning team. How we doing?
Doing all right, Andy. How about you, man?
I want to hit on the Phillies, and then I got my Eagles. I'll save my answer for the question last.
Okay, what you got?
As far as the Phillies, I guess my concern is that a lot of people are concerned with. I mean, the team may have peaked early.
I mean, we're looking at a team, hitters aren't performing, bullpen and starters falling apart, and then we got the, what, we got
you
the
want them to peak now?
The All-Star break? Is that correct?
Do we have the what?
Worst record?
No. The White Sox. I don't know what everyone's record is, but the White Sox absolutely have the worst record since the All-Star break.
We probably have one of the worst records.
And I mean, it might be second worst, but the White Sox are the worst for sure.
Well, we got one of the worst, and I mean, we got one of the highest payrolls. I mean, Bryce Harper's got to perform. Where are those fanatic cleats? He don't bring them out no more. I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, everybody loves to rip Jalen. Everybody loves to rip the Eagles when they're doing bad. But this guy, man, is he entering fraud territory?
No, no,
with this
Andy.
I don't know, man. Because he's been here for how long, and we've won nothing. And all
well,
he wants is-
Andy, they've gone to the NLCS and they've gone to the World Series. Yes, they have not won it all, but. I'm nowhere near fraud territory for Bryce Harper. Still on the whole, he's had a good year. He's struggling now. Like,
we don't want them to peak right now either, Andy. Like
I didn't want them to peak early in the season. They're falling apart, John.
Early in the season how great they can be. They built a massive lead that now is being sustained even while they seem to, I don't know, occasionally take a day off here or there. I mean, I hate to call it
not occasionally
that.
Lately. It's been a lot lately.
Look, baseball, things turn quick. Like, we've seen it again. 2022, people hated that Phillies team. People thought they were collapsing. People thought they didn't deserve to be in the playoffs. And they almost won the World Series. Like, it really can change quickly. But look, it's frustrating right now. I'm concerned, Andy. But I'm definitely not like Bryce Harper stinks and he's a fraud territory. Like, nowhere close to that.
Before I get to the Eagles, let me just point out some fraudulence in him, all right? And it's far back, but I don't forget certain things. If we remember back in that COVID year, right, no fans were in the stadium. Bryce Harper screaming in the stands, oh, re-sign Real Muto, right? That's cool and all, but you can't do that for one guy and then not go to bat for all your
later
on down the line. Like the pitcher that he was thrown under the bus, the guy from the Mets that we signed, I mean, he ain't nobody. What's his name again?
Taiwan Walker.
How about when Harper wouldn't even say his name?
It could also be motivating him. Andy, I think this is nitpicky stuff.
I don't know, man. You know, you can't do all the walk-off to Will Smith, this, that, and the third, the Philly fanatic, please, this, that, and the third. You got to perform.
He has performed. Andy, he's won an MVP here. He has gone to the World Series. He's hit the biggest home run in the history of the franchise, maybe other than Sisler, in 1950. Like, stop. Andy, stop. All right? What do you got on the birds? What do you got on the birds? Birds.
All right, with the birds, because I don't want to waste my time on that.
Hang up on you if you don't go birds. So go.
With the birds, with Sirianni and, you know, playing the starters on defense but not playing the starters on offense because he's worried about the weather. Like, Sirianni, man. Like, come on.
Andy, do you think that Nick Sirianni really chose whether the starters were going to play on offense or not?
No, absolutely not.
Okay,
so
say Howie Roseman then.
But the thing with Nick Sirianni, though, I mean, what concerns me most is, you know, he's supposed to be a locker room guy, culture guy, and everything fell apart last year. So, I mean, you know, that concerns me with him. But as far as the team, you know, our biggest weakness last year, I think, was the secondary. And I think that's probably going to be one of our biggest strengths this season.
This is a very talented passes. Group. Yes.
Yeah, certainly
young,
the corners. The corners.
Old.
We'll see at safety. I like CJ, GJ, Blankenship. We'll see. But I think at corner, they have a chance to be, like, really deep.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and our corners were suspect last year. So, I mean, now we went from, you know, not having any confidence in that guy opposite of Slay to now, I mean, we got confidence with the backups. So, you know, I think that's the strength moving forward. And I like what I see with Nolan Smith. You know, I think he may cause Rex some havoc this year. Well, I think he's going to have higher sack total than BG.
Well, he had some good moments and some bad ones. It felt like he had some troubleshooting blocks at times.
He was unblocked when he got a sack.
Yeah. I was more negative than positive with Nolan Smith after
that.
I don't know what to make of him.
John, when he was unblocked, right, it looked like that was more of a different scheme look when he was coming blitzing as an outside linebacker. You excited about some of them new wrinkles that Fangio may throw in there?
I'm excited about everything Vic is doing, and no question. I do think it's a lot more A-gap stress. You know, like Nolan Smith is not going to be doing that stuff. It's going to be Devin White and Bond on the inside. Just like Trotter's dad used to mess with every offense's mind by getting up in the A-gaps, I think we're going to see a lot of that when the bullets are flying. Like, maybe not in the preseason yet.
Andy, what do you got? What do you got for
you, John?
What do you got for exceed expectation, Ann?
I give you that. But, John, I coach kids, too, and I love that A-gap pressure, man. Even if you just fake show, nobody go.
Even if you just show it, the offense has to account for it. They have to make changes, and it really does mess things up.
That's what I like to show a lot, double A-gap. Show and no go. And that just does something with them linemen up front. So
It's all a good plan.
What's your answer, Ann?
As far as my answer, I mean, has anybody said Nick Foles in the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles?
It was said. It's a great answer.
It was said. All right. I gotta hit a about Maxey, first round pick?
Sure.
I mean, he looks like he's turning into an
all-star. I think that's a really good answer. Tyrese Maxey has absolutely exceeded expectations. 215-592-9494. Eagles reaction there. Obviously, no offensive starters played. Were you upset with that? Richie was not happy that the offensive starters didn't play. We got to see some of the players on defense. Your reaction. Plus the Phils. Again, a disastrous weekend. Bryce Harper, after the game, commenting on the we'll get to what he had to say about the team and the road trip. First, though, on the Diamondbacks, Bryce, a lot of praise for that team, a team that, you know, he probably hates after they beat him in the NLCS, but Bryce giving credit where due to that Diamondbacks team after this weekend.
You might see those guys again in October. Just what makes them such a difficult opponent?
Really good team. They ain't scared. They go about it the right way. They play the game hard. They got guys that walk. They got guys that can hit. They got good pitching, good bullpen. They're a good team. I mean, you know, it's they're going to show up and they're going to play the game the right way, and they're going to win a lot of ball games because of that.
Yeah, best team in baseball since the All-Star break, the Diamondbacks. They've played really, really good baseball. They are a playoff team if the season ended today. So, and we know how you know. I would love the opportunity to beat them, obviously, but I do not. I would like to not see the Diamondbacks in the playoffs. If it were
same.
Up to me.
If they never play a game at Chase Field again, it'll be too soon.
They know how to pitch to this Phillies team.
And they're not afraid of them. I think Bryce hits on that, where there's like, whether it's the moment or the team they're facing, this Diamondbacks team does have an attitude to them.
There's a spunkiness. You know, we got to get that back. There was a point in time this season where there was, when we were down 5-2, I didn't think we were out
Richie,
of it.
Exactly.
Yesterday, I knew we were.
Same. Dude, that's a perfect way to put it.
So we can get back to that. I believe that. And we have a month and change to do so.
I believe they can. I keep bringing up 2022 where we've seen them go from really struggling into changing it like that. We've seen it. It's baseball. It happens all the time where teams get, that's why we see so many wild card teams win, or so many, you know, lower tier division winners win the World Series, because you just have to be the hottest team in October. The Phillies can be the hottest team in October, but right now, like, we're getting to the point where they've got to flip the switch soon, or else they're going to fall out of the top two for sure. And that just is going to make your road harder. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to our buddy Chuck in Mount Airy. Chuck, hey!
Yo, good morning. Hey, what's going on, Celts?
How you doing, pal?
Johnny.
What's up, Chuck?
Rhea.
Hello.
How's everybody? Great. Hey, listen. The world, how about this? 94 WIP Sports Radio is a much better place without Andy from Deffer's phone calls.
I would like to apologize to the audience for taking that call. One was on me. I'm sorry. I should have skipped over that one. My fault.
Man, it's like, you know, what are you talking about? Just say moronic comments after moronic comments. Like, you know, this guy, you know, Bryce Harper has done nothing but win since he's been here.
Yep.
He's brought winning players here. You wouldn't have Trey Turner here. You wouldn't have Schwarber here. You wouldn't have those guys here.
I agree with you.
I'm not saying he's playing great. He's not playing great right now. But to say he's on fraud watch, what is this guy? What are you talking about? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, that's why I was like, talk Eagles now, or I'm hanging up on you, because I thought that was outrageous.
So tell she better than me because I would have hung up. You know what I mean? But anyway, listen, the Phillies, I told you, their starting pitching is not what I thought it was. I was fooled. You know, that was fool's gold at the beginning of the year. I don't think they have it, man. They're starting pitching. It's just, I don't trust in it. I think that they're going to hit a wall come playoff time.
Here's the thing, Chuck. They're hitting the wall now. The question is, can they get it back? I think it's going to be really interesting to see Ranger when he comes back from the IL to see if the time off has given him his arm a little time to get some of that spring back, that juice back in it, because I feel super confident in Zach Wheeler. I feel like he'll be fine come playoff time. Nola is what he is. He has the ability to go out and throw a gem. He also has the ability to be Aaron Nola and kind of, you know, be mediocre at times. Ranger's the one who can kind of put him over the top. You know, I do think that if we can get back to anything close to what he was earlier in the year, it can change the complexion of the team. But, look, I agree. The pitching's what made them truly special. And it's what's made them mediocre.
I need to know who's four also.
Sanchez.
Five. Who's the five? It's Spencer Turnbull. We know that he's working his way back. Taiwan Walker. Soreness, also. So. We don't know.
But here's the thing with Ranger, right? At best, he's what, the third best option?
Yes. He's their third best.
You're depending on Ranger Suarez?
Rangers had some big moments for this team. Yeah, I think you can depend on Ranger Suarez.
No, I'm talking about, to win a World Series.
Prior to Game 7 last year, he had the best ERA in the history of baseball for, 50 innings in the – or whatever it was in postseason baseball.
I get your point,
but Ranger does have a high ceiling. It's just, he hasn't been there in a bit.
He's a good pitcher. We're talking about winning the World Series.
I'm with you, Chuck. I get it.
I just think the pitching is light. But as far as Sirianni goes, why couldn't he just come out and say – You know, Vic wanted to play the defensive guys. Me and Howie agreed that the offensive guys wouldn't play.
Yeah, I know.
That would have been good.
I know. He should.
Wow. That's a concise way to answer.
Chuck, you're right, because that's the actual honest answer.
And it sounds sort of foolish. Meandering around and saying,
because of the field, I didn't want these guys to play, but I'm fine with my other starters playing. It just doesn't make any sense.
That's what I'm saying. He gets himself into a merry-go-round. He goes into a deep hole when he doesn't have to. That's why I don't trust what he says out of his mouth. I don't trust him as a head coach. I think that's the way he presents himself,
I get your point, Chuck, but I don't, in this case, it's like, it's a Howie thing then. Do you have an issue with how Howie runs it? Because Nick was never going to make these decisions. These are the type of decisions that Howie makes. And I think it just shows that my big takeaway from the weekend is Vic Fangio has a lot of power. Vic Fangio probably has more pull in the organization than Nick Sirianni does.
But that's what all you have to do is, like I said, listen, there's no need to go into...
I agree with you.
Me and Howie agreed, I didn't want my guys to play. Vic is the defensive coordinator. He wanted his guys to get some reps.
Yeah, so I agree. I agree. That's the truth.
It's as simple as that.
I agree, Chuck.
About the weather. It's just, that's the type of coach we have. This guy, he's just, his brain, I don't know, is wired.
I don't think that's him. I think that's the Eagles telling him what they're doing and what to say there. You know what I mean? I think that's being in a tough spot and have an answer a question for something that you didn't choose to do. Do you know what I mean?
If they told him to use the weather.
Yeah, and they were
bad.
Hey, Nick, say it's the weather or whatever. Or, I think that's what it was. Chuck,
he didn't have a rebuttal and say, let me just say, we decided not to play the guys today.
Chuck, I agree that's what they should have said. I'm just saying I think you're blaming Nick for something that I think he was told to do.
But what I'm asking yourself, he didn't have a rebuttal, to Howie, this is what's happening. Don't you think this would sound better? I mean, he's been here a little long, a little bit long enough to say, I think this would sound a little bit better.
My guess is they didn't want to make it seem like Vic Fangio has more power than Nick Sirianni, and thus they didn't answer it that way. We know what the truth is, but I think the reasoning is, if you go up and say, Vic wanted to play his guys, and I couldn't tell him no, but I could say no on offense, you look like an idiot. I get your point, Chuck, and that's the truth, but he looks sadly less dumb this way. Chuck, you got an answer for exceeded expectations?
Look more like an idiot saying it was the weather than just saying it's the truth.
Well, but the organization looks less like an idiot, I guess. No, Chuck, you got an answer?
Yeah, the greatest quarterback of all time, Tom Brady. Terrific Tom.
Yeah, you're right. Tom Brady did exceed expectations.
He sure did.
Yeah, probably, a better sixth-round pick than Jason Kelce, technically, but maybe not one.
Oh, my goodness.
We love as
Be
much.
Be careful what you say.
I mean,
no, I'm kidding.
Yeah. I was like, I'm just, hey, I'm not, I don't think I'm, like, breaking news here. 215-592-949. We're going to talk to our buddy Drew in Westchester. What up, Drew?
Morning, folks. Seltzer, I was going to say if the Phils had a good weekend that, you know, you got to keep hosting and Joe's got to go to producer booth, but I guess we can let Joe back.
Yeah,
can you imagine
Phillies
Joe
let me down on
in
that
producer
one.
Booth?
No.
Joe can't.
No, the show would fall apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wouldn't work.
It'd be fine.
Yeah, for a moment. And then, like, your mic's not working and you're yelling, like, why isn't this working? And then it's less fun, you know? Yes.
I'd like train wrecks for a little while.
Huh?
I said train wrecks are fun for
sure.
A little while.
Yeah.
A minute or two.
Yeah.
Now, I originally told Dan I wanted to talk Phillies, and I still do, but let me just say quickly on, like, the Nick answer in terms of the starters and all, I honestly feel like a better answer might have been, you know, that people might have bought into a little more is, you know, we have a new offense. We play the Ravens later this season, and it's a competitive advantage, not the pace.
Nice job,
see, that's a better.
Drew.
You're absolutely right. That's what
good
he should,
thinking.
That's what he should have said. Good
yes,
call,
I
Drew.
Feel like people would at least bought into that.
Yes,
more.
Yes, that would have been so. There you go. Well done, Drew. Drew, they might need to hire you for PR over there to help out. That's strong.
I will. I will make myself available. If I forget that, I can't pull the main PR guy's name right now. But if he
Bob
wants,
Lang,
he
shout
wants
out to Bob.
Yes,
Lang.
If Bob wants to hit me up, my phone lines are open. So. On the Phils, I don't know how anyone couldn't be really concerned. I think a couple months ago, I would have told you that I thought the floor on this team was, you know, like a game seven of the NLCS, that they were going to waltz through the division round and, you know, they'll get into a tough series with the Dodgers and we'll see what happens. Like now, like if they get clipped for that two seed, like we're looking at a world where like this thing could be over on October 2nd, the way they're playing. Like,
oh,
I just don't know.
Well, like, yeah, like this Diamondbacks team coming in for a three-game series. Like, yeah, the Padres coming in with, like, Dylan Cease and, you know, like, dudes starting those games. Yeah, like, yeah, no, it's concerning. Yeah, and we, to Richie's point earlier, we have done the whole, like, do you even want the bye? And, you know, look at teams that get the bye, they get cold and all that. I think that it, particularly with what it looks like the NL wildcard teams are going to be, I think you absolutely want that bye.
Yeah, I think to think you're going to get the bye and then not get the bye would be a real gut.
Another good point, Drew. Yep.
And yeah, we just like they talk so much about like their vibes and like culture and all. And like I'm sure it is good, but I don't see a team that when they get behind – like really like fights and like grinds out at bats a lot. Like I know the 2011 team, like, you know, broke our heart against the Cardinals, but like that era, I felt like when they got behind in games, they were typically going to grind it out and figure it out. And I'm just not seeing that with this lineup right
this
now
team
at all.
Did that. This team has done that. We've watched, especially the young guys. It felt like for the first half of this season, it was Bryson Stott and Alec Bohm and the back end of whoever it was. In some cases, it was Brandon Marsh helping buoy the front end.
Edmundo,
you know, the big,
Sosa
the big guys
coming through.
Sure.
And all that
Edmundo
stuff, yeah.
Doing his thing. Yeah.
Cody Clemens was getting hit. Like David Dahl had big hit. Like it felt like for a moment there, like whoever came up was coming through for this team and everyone was kind of vibing
that well
off each
has
other.
Run dry.
Yeah. No, and
Sosa needs to play more.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. I agree. He seems like every time he's in, he does something. But regardless of that, Drew, to your point, and Richie said it this way before, and it's definitely how I feel that, you know, this team goes down 3-0. I used to be like, no problem. You know, we got 8 more innings. They're fine. This team always fights back. And now it's like they go down 3-0. I'm like, all right, well, so that's a loss. You know, it's the way I feel watching it, and that's concerning.
Yeah, Cody Clemens feels like so long ago now. It feels like two years ago.
It does.
Like
yeah.
I don't think like a bully who gets punched in the face isn't the perfect analogy, but it just seems like when they're down, like they're really down and they have trouble picking themselves up after.
Yeah, like they do have a you know, a bit of a front runner feel to them, where when they're out in front and things are good, they're all vibing, they're all hitting home runs, they're celebrating, and then it can, like, as we saw in the playoffs last year, like that, just lose that mojo. And if they don't have it, it seems like that, you know, it's like their special sauce. Like, once that's gone, there's nothing there.
We've seen them fight. We've seen them fight at the plate. They need to do a better job. It almost, like, that desperation that it's just been missing. They haven't been quite as, I don't know, finely tuned. But what is it, really, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, digging every last ounce out of every at bat. It felt like they were just scraping and doing all the little things right,
yeah, totally,
for a period of time, and it was paying dividends. And then the All-Star break happened, and they sort of got away from baseball, and they got away from their focus as well. It's taken a while for them to recalibrate and find that focus again. But when they find it, we've seen the way this team can come together.
Yeah, no, but they got to find it, and the bottom of the lineup has to do something. Drew, you got it? Yeah, who or what exceed expectations?
Yeah, so I just mentioned the 7-11 Phillies. I don't think many people thought when he was hired this guy would deliver a title. How about Charlie Manuel?
Oh, that's a great answer. I mean, we all, Rhea, I mean.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
we
that
crushed
first
him.
Press conference, the whole thing.
Conklin had a field day with him.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. Yeah, exactly. You're listening to 94 WIPHD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Tell she better than me because I would have hung up. You know what I mean? But anyway, listen, the Phillies, I told you, their starting pitching is not what I thought it was. I was fooled. You know, that was fool's gold at the beginning of the year. I don't think they have it, man. They started pitching. It's just, I don't trust in it. I think that they're going to hit a wall come playoff time.
Here's the thing, Chuck. They're hitting the wall now. The question is, can they get it back? I think it's going to be really interesting to see Ranger when he comes back from the IL, to see if the time off has given him his arm a little time to get some of that spring back, that juice back in it, because I feel super confident in Zach Wheeler. I feel like he'll be fine come playoff time. Nola is what he is. He has the ability to go out and throw a gem. He also has the ability to be Aaron Nola and kind of, you know, be mediocre at times. Ranger's the one who can kind of put him over the top. You know, I do think that if we can get back to anything close to what he was earlier in the year, it can change the complexion of the team. But look, I agree. The pitching's what made them truly special, and it's what's made them mediocre.
I need to know who's four. Also,
Sanchez.
Five. Five. Who's the five? It's Spencer Turnbull. We know that he's working his way back. Taiwan Walker. Soreness, also, we don't know.
But here's the thing with Ranger, right? At best, he's what, the third best option?
He's their third best.
You depend on Ranger Suarez.
Ranger's had some big moments for this team. Yeah, I think you can depend on Ranger Suarez.
I'm talking about like to win a World Series.
Prior to Game 7 last year, he had the best ERA in the history of baseball for like 50 innings in the or whatever it was in postseason baseball.
I get your point, dominant.
but Ranger does have a high ceiling. It's just you know he hasn't been there.
He's a good pitcher. We're talking about winning the World Series.
I'm with you, Chuck. I get it.
I just don't. I just think the pitching is light. But as far as Sirianni goes, why couldn't he just come out and say, You know, Vic wanted to play the defensive guys. Me and Howie agreed that the offensive guys wouldn't play.
Yeah, I know.
That would have been good.
I know. He should.
Wow. That's a concise way to answer.
Chuck, you're right, because that's the actual honest answer.
And it sounds sort of foolish. Meandering like, around and saying, maybe the weather.
Because of the field, I didn't want these guys to play, but I'm fine with my other starters playing. It just doesn't make any sense.
That's what I'm saying. He gets himself into a merry-go-round. It goes into a deep hole when he doesn't have to. That's why I don't trust what he says out of his mouth. I don't trust him as a head coach. I think that's the way he presents himself,
I get your point, Chuck, but I don't, like, in this case, it's like, it's a Howie thing then. Like, do you have an issue with how Howie runs it? Because Nick was never going to make these decisions. Like, these are the type of decisions that Howie makes. And I think it just shows that my big takeaway from the weekend is Vic Fangio has a lot of power. Like, Vic Fangio probably has more pull in the organization than Nick Sirianni does.
But that's what. But all you have to do is, like I said, listen. There's no need to go into.
I agree with you.
Me and Howie agreed. I didn't want my guys to play. Vic is the defensive coordinator. He wanted his guys to get some reps.
Yeah, so I agree. That's the truth.
As simple as that.
I agree, Chuck.
About the weather. It's just that's the type of coach we have. This guy, he's just brain. I don't know his wire.
Again, though, I don't think that's him. I think that's the Eagles telling him what they're doing and what to say there. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's being in a tough spot and having to answer a question for something that you didn't choose to do. Do you know what I mean?
If they told him to use the weather.
Yeah, and they were like, hey, Nick, say it's the weather or whatever. Or, I think that's what it was. Chuck, you got
it. But he didn't have a rebuttal and say, let me just say, we decided not to play the guys today.
Chuck, I agree that's what they should have said. I'm just saying I think you're blaming Nick for something that I think he was told to do,
But what I'm asking yourself, he didn't have a rebuttal, to Howie, don't you think this would sound better? I mean, he's been here a little long, a little bit long enough to say, I think this would sound a little bit better.
My guess is they didn't want to make it seem like Vic Fangio has more power than Nick Sirianni, and thus they didn't answer it that way. We know what the truth is, but I think the reasoning is, if you go up and say, well, Vic wanted to play his guys, and I couldn't tell him no, but I could say no on offense, you look like an idiot. I get your point, Chuck, and that's the truth, but he looks sadly less dumb this way. Chuck, you got an answer for exceeded expectations?
Look more like an idiot saying it was the weather than just saying it's the truth.
Well, yeah, but the organization looks less like an idiot, I guess. No, Chuck, you got an answer?
The greatest quarterback of all time, Tom Brady. Terrific Tom.
Yeah, you're right. Tom Brady did exceed expectations.
Sure did.
Yeah, probably, a better sixth-round pick than Jason Kelce, technically, but maybe not one.
Oh, my goodness.
We love as
Be
much.
Be careful what you say.
I mean,
no, I'm kidding.
Yeah. I don't think I'm, breaking news here. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to our buddy Drew in Westchester. What up, Drew?
Morning, folks.
Seltzer, I was going to say if the Phils had a good weekend that, you know, you got to keep hosting and
I
Joe's
got
to go to
I know.
Producer booth, but I guess we can let Joe back.
Yeah,
can you imagine
Phillies
Joe
let me down on
in
that
producer
one.
Booth?
No.
Joe can't.
No, the show would fall
just,
apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wouldn't work.
It'd be couldn't fine. Do it. Yeah, for a moment. And then, like, your mic's not working and you're yelling, like, why isn't this working? And then it's less fun, you know? Yes.
I'd like train wrecks for a little while.
Huh?
I said train wrecks are fun for
sure.
A little while.
Yeah.
A minute or two.
Yeah.
Now, I originally told Dan I wanted to talk Phillies, and I still do, but let me just say quickly on, like, the Nick answer in terms of the starters and all. I honestly feel like a better answer might have been, you know, that people might have bought into a little more is, you know, we have a new offense. We play the Ravens later this season, and it's a competitive advantage, not the
Patriots. Nice.
True. See, that's a better – you're absolutely right. That's what
good
he should,
thinking.
That's what he should have said. Good
yes,
call,
I
Drew.
Feel like people would at least bought into that
yes,
more.
Yes, that would have been – so there you go. Well done, Drew. Drew, they might need to hire you for PR over there to help out. That's strong.
I will make myself available. If I forget that, I can't pull the main PR guy's name right now. But if he
Bob
wants
Lang,
to,
shout out to Bob
yeah,
Lang.
If Bob wants to hit me up, my phone lines are open. So on the Phils, I don't know how anyone couldn't be really concerned. I think a couple months ago, I would have told you that I thought the floor on this team was, you know, like a game seven of the NLCS, that they were going to waltz through the division round and, you know, they'll get into a tough series with the Dodgers and we'll see what happens. Like now, like if they get clipped for that two seed, like we're looking at a world where like this thing could be over on October 2nd, the way they're playing. Like,
oh,
I just
man.
Don't know.
Well, yeah, like this Diamondbacks
sure,
team coming
case.
In for a three-game series. Like, yeah, the Padres coming in with, like, Dylan Cease and, you know, like, dudes starting those games. Yeah, like, yeah, no, it's concerning. Yeah, and we, to Richie's point earlier, we have done the whole, like, do you even want the bye? And, you know, look at teams that get the bye, they get cold and all that. I think that it, particularly with the what it looks like the NL wildcard teams are going to be, I think you absolutely want that bye.
Yeah, I think yes. To think you're going to get the bye and then not get the bye would be a real gut.
Another good point, Drew. Yep.
And yeah, we just like they talk so much about like their vibes and like culture and all. And like I'm sure it is good, but I don't see a team that when they get behind like really like fights and like grinds out at bats a lot. Like I know the 2011 team, like, you know, broke our heart against the Cardinals, but like that era, I felt like when they got behind in games, they were typically going to grind it out and figure it out. And I'm just not seeing that with this lineup right now at all.
This team did that. This team has done that. We've watched, especially the young guys. It felt like for the first half of this season, it was Bryson Stott and Alec Bohm and the back end of whoever it was. In some cases, it was Brandon Marsh helping buoy the front end.
Edmundo,
you know, the big,
Sosa
the big guys.
Coming through.
Sure.
And all that
Edmundo
stuff, yeah.
Doing his thing. Yeah.
Cody Clemens was getting hit. Like David Dahl had big hit. Like it felt like for a moment there, like whoever came up was coming through for this team and everyone was kind of vibing
that well
off each
has
other.
Run dry.
Yeah. No, and
Sosa needs to play more.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. I agree. He seems like every time he's in he does something. But regardless of that, Drew, to your point, and Richie said it this way before, and it's definitely how I feel that, you know, this team goes down 3-0. I used to be like, no problem, you know? We got 8 more innings. They're fine. This team always fights back. And now it's like they go down 3-0. I'm like, all right, well, so that's a loss. You know, it's the way I feel watching it, and that's concerning.
Yeah, Cody Clemens feels like so long ago now. It feels like two years ago.
It does.
Like
yeah.
I don't think like a bully who gets punched in the face isn't the perfect analogy, but it just seems like when they're down, like they're really down and they have trouble picking themselves up after.
Yeah, like they do have a, you know, a bit of a front runner feel to them where when they're out in front and things are good, they're all vibing, they're all hitting home runs, they're celebrating, and then it can, like, as we saw in the playoffs last year, like that, just lose that mojo. And if they don't have it, it seems like that, you know, it's like their special sauce. Like once that's gone, there's nothing there.
We've seen them fight. We've seen them fight at the plate. They need to do a better job. It almost like that desperation that it's just been missing. They haven't been quite as, I don't know, finely tuned. But what is it, really, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, digging every last ounce out of every at bat. It felt like they were just scraping and doing all the little things right,
yeah, totally,
for a period of time, and it was paying dividends. And then the All-Star break happened, and they sort of got away from baseball, and they got away from their focus as well. It's taken a while for them to recalibrate and find that focus again. But when they find it, we've seen the way this team can come together.
Yeah, no, but they got to find it, and the bottom of the lineup has to do something. Drew, you got to, who or what exceed the expectations?
Yeah, so I just mentioned the 7-11 Phillies. I don't think many people thought when he was hired this guy would deliver a title. How about Charlie Manuel?
Oh, that's a great answer. Excellent. I mean, we all, Rhea, I mean.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we that crushed first him. Press conference, the whole thing.
Conklin had a field day with him.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. Yeah, exactly. You're listening to 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studio.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.